This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three here with Nikki the Mayor. Those were great. The Melcors, those are good people, right? Good realtors, and they also lean into the community a little bit with this Toys for Tots and this scarf drop-off over at their place on Walnut.
They're just
Walnut
real easy to hang
with. And they're
with.
Green Bay people.
And know? They totally get Jim and John, which is really important for our guests. If they don't get
what
it.
What a blessing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, this next guy gets us, yeah. Too, a little bit.
Maybe a little bit better than we know ourselves,
yeah.
Guys.
So, regular listeners know who this is. This is Michael Freeman with A Simple Life Hospitality, and it was just funny how we got to meet him. This is the guy that will rent your home when Packer games, events, if you have an investment property, he'll rent it all year. He'll take it for different pieces of time throughout the year. And I was telling Todd this morning, I was at a basketball game last night, and a friend of mine does the Airbnb by himself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, you gotta talk to this guy because – I was going to tell you this story. My sister rented an Airbnb in like northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
You know, kind of the kids get away, you know, that kind of thing. And they called her and said, you know what? The previous owners did so much damage that you can't rent it. Can you believe that? They
you
had to get a contract.
You mean the guest? The get prior.
I mean, the previous guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you get up to the, if it's, you know, a bachelor party, something in the North Woods, you can get a little carried away and. That wouldn't happen with you. And that
no, well, we hope it wouldn't happen. Well, I wish we could give you 100% guarantee, right. We do the best we can. And obviously, I think part of it is, we've talked about this before, is making sure that we know who's in the home, mm-hmm. Who says they're going to be in the home.
Right.
After the guest checks out, we do go in and do an inspection, and we do photos. And so if there is damage, you know, we have protections in place. Mm-hmm. I wish there would be 100% foolproof guarantee,
right. Of course.
That we could give them, because I would create that and, you know, I'd retire tomorrow.
Right.
But that unfortunately doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I want to say that on the other side of that, we've had some great experiences with Airbnb. You know, when renting homes, it's great. The kids are all together. They got their own rooms. Mm-hmm. We can all get together for coffee in the morning. I mean, mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. So, yeah, I just brought up that story because my mom, who I went and saw Sunday for the game, told me about that. And that's too bad because now they're kind of scrambling because it's over Christmas. It's a hard time.
It's a hard time. We have homes up north. So if they're looking for a place, let me know. We'll help her out. So, seriously.
I'm serious too.
Yeah, we'd be happy to help her out. And, we get the inside discount there too. So,
well, why don't you give it to me? You rented my house. So, okay.
He's come bearing gifts.
Oh my God.
And now you're asking for a discount.
I know.
No,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
So last time he was in, that was a time that you came up. And
well, I was actually listening from Madison one day, and what I heard was, I don't know how you guys ran out of coffee, but I mean, that would never happen. Yes, you ran out of coffee. So I called Lisa, who works with us, and I said, we need to make sure they never run out of coffee again.
And
I know you guys, the Keurigs, and so we brought you some of our Simple Life Hospitality blend, which is our private label blended coffee, and mm-hmm. we put it in all of our homes, and now you have plenty, so you can get through the year without any coffee problems.
And that's good coffee.
Thank you.
And I like coffee, and that's one of the reasons we run out is
because of people like me. Well, and there's a company here in Green Bay, I'll give them a little shout, called Icon. They're a coffee roaster, and they roast for many, many different companies, and that's who does our coffee, and they do an exceptional job. And our guests love the product. Our guests love the coffee. It's really good.
I love that there's such a thoughtful detail that goes into your properties like
well,
that?
Well, there's a thoughtful detail, and we've even taken it one step further. So we all read this book called Unreasonable Hospitality, and what we do now is before a guest stays with us, prior to them actually arriving, we send them a handwritten note. Hi, Nikki, we look forward to seeing you at XYZ property on June the 2nd, and here's some of our private blend coffee to enjoy. Wow. So our guests are receiving that before they even arrive.
An amazing
They're going to take better care of the property just because of that. You know what I mean?
Like, it's that little extra, like 0.1% Right. I've always been a believer. That something I was taught to me is if you just go with that 0.1% Right. 1% extra, Right. the difference is massive.
Yeah, I think.
Love it.
Might be a biblical verse that has something to do with that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've never read the Bible, so I don't know.
The whole tenfold thing. Yeah. But anyway, I do think that's right. And what I like about the reason Don and I contracted with you is because of those little things. I mean, there's other companies, but, you know, and we understand there's risk, right? There's risk with everybody, but you seem to vet it a little bit better. And the other thing I like about Simple Life Hospitality is you do have some sensors in there to tell you if two people rent it and there's 12 people in there.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
There's a red flag.
A little bit of difference there. Just really trying to, again, make sure that, you know, we know what can happen. And I think at the end of the day, you know, if someone says they're renting it with four or five people, you know, we use a device that kind of can pick up IP addresses. It's a little Big Brother-ish, but we can see that there's, you know, 10 people in the house. Doesn't mean they're doing something bad. Maybe they're having a party or a cocktail party or a barbecue or whatever, and that's fine. But it does give us noise levels and other detections that we're looking for. It also detects cigarette smoke or marijuana smoke, things like that.
Okay, well. All right.
And then, Jim?
Do we order that stuff?
We'll talk about your house, and you know, and they'll never go in Mino's shack or whatever he has. So I don't know.
Woo!
You know.
If it's an actual device, like one of those off. Geiger counters, the needle would be.
Well, and I don't even think John's has electricity, we're good there.
How are things going, Michael, with the NFL? I mean, there's the big countdown clock right at Lambeau. Yep. There's some billboards. Get ready. You know, with that show I have, Lean Local, the first Sunday of every month, we focus our energies on the NFL draft. We've had Aaron Popke on here. Mm-hmm. We've had Brad Toll from the VCB. Yep. It's called Discover Green Bay now. And then we've had people really talk about the reach to Appleton, even Oshkosh, which I think is like super cool.
Yep. Are people booking?
Where we're at right now is we're still getting anywhere from 5 to 10 leads a week.
Yeah.
On people who want to or are interested in renting their home out. So we're still vetting those individuals. We're going to have a cutoff early February, right around the Super Bowl, before probably where we stop taking homes. And a lot of it's based on how quickly can the permitting piece be done, because we're reliant upon the city and the state for permitting processes. And so if they're backed up, we don't want to get into a situation where, you know, someone can't get their home permitted before they can rent it out. So we're going to have that cut off, although we'll look at each individual case, you know, on an individual basis, see what we can do. From a guest perspective, we're starting to finally now get a lot of interest from corporations who are interested in booking
corporate
our homes.
Leads.
So corporate leads, where actually one lead we have is a company wanting just to rent the house out, not to even stay there, but to use it as a place for where their corporate employees can go during the draft to use, you know, to have a place to rest, to have a little barbecue or whatever the case may be. So a little bit different take on that. But yeah, we are starting to finally get the guest leads are starting to come in.
That's good. And I think people need to think about that now, because what's going to happen, and I don't know how we're going to do, but if we get into, if we go deep into the playoffs, then it's going to be like, oh my God. And when you talk about these permits, that's not a rubber stamp. It's an inspection.
It is.
And if somebody has to do something, I don't know, I think most people probably don't, but I just think if you do, well, that might be another 2-3 weeks, and you're going to be like, wait a minute, you passed.
So the consideration that you guys have taken the time hoping to prevent people hitting the panic button, ultimately.
Well, hitting the panic button, and you know, and I think that we feel really good about the position we're in as far as the number of homes we're bringing on, the number of homes we'll continue to bring on, the type of home, the location, very, very, pretty much, I'd say, within the local community and local area. From a guest perspective, we've also taken some different action, where I was at a conference last week in New York, and it was with the top travel agents globally, and met with one of the top travel agencies in North America, and they love what we're doing here in the Green Bay area, but also Northeast Wisconsin as far as our leisure product. But we're really excited because they have clients, they, you know, high net worth individuals who want to come stay for the draft, and now that they know they have options,
right.
It's pretty exciting for us.
It's
so we have a really
spread.
Starting to spread, and we have a really Word great network there as well.
And what a difference when you're going to be there for, you know, 5 days, right? Maybe some of them are seven, aren't they? Or are they mostly four?
Mostly are four to seven.
Four to
yeah,
seven. But,
so,
but what a difference! You know, you can stay in a hospitality, you can stay in a nice hotel, but and that home is awesome. You know, because it's just like you said, you're going to be there
it's
during
just
the day.
It's a different experience.
Well, you're going to be there during
right.
the day. It's not like you're just going on a business trip, flying in, you know, seeing the client and then going home. This is like an environment.
Exactly. And I think people, you know, they'll be able to eat at the house if they want. You know, they're not having to run out and have every single meal out. It gives them that opportunity. Yeah. And, you know, they'll have a chance just to spread out and, you know, and do that as well.
Well, we're on speed dial to some delivery restaurants, like, you know, the mm-hmm. Chinese place. So they can use that too. So
there you go. Yeah, those
the
are
Italian
good.
Place.
There you go.
It is. I think it's going to be what I like about what you're doing and having people live in a home is experience in the neighborhood. I think that's going to be good for the city down the road. I think people are going to come back for vacation, maybe even move here. That would be, which would be awesome. But what a door opener for the city to be on the world stage for 3-4 days.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, obviously, you know, the NFL has done an exceptional job with the draft in other cities like Kansas City, Detroit, and, you know, you have the Super Bowl. But when you look at the draft, it incorporates all 32 teams. Mm-hmm. And that means people not just from all over North America or the United States. I was in Mexico last week
globally,
for another
yeah.
conference. I mean, people are talking about coming from Mexico and Europe. And so it's a global event now. And I think beyond whatever it brings is, you know, it helps the economy. And then it also gives people an exposure to this part of the world where, you know, when I talk about Door County, people are like, what? Where's that?
You right.
know,
and,
right.
and you always have to hold up your hand. Yeah.
Exactly. But when they see it, they're like, oh my God, this is incredible. And so some of the leads we've already had with guests are, you know, we're going to come in and then we'll stay maybe later or mm-hmm. come in earlier, you know, things
and
like that.
We're going to bring in, you say the 32 teams, we're going to bring in 31 rivalries, but
yeah.
they're
exactly.
going to leave thinking, you know what? Yeah, I hope we beat them, but man, that's a nice city.
But it's what do you always hear yeah, is how hallowed and how yeah. treasured Lambeau and Green Bay is.
It is. I mean, listen, I'm obviously a Packer fan. I grew up a Packer fan. I've been going to games since I was five. In Milwaukee and then here. But it's like I equate it to like Fenway Park in Boston. Mm-hmm. It's the cathedral of baseball. This is the cathedral of the NFL.
Notre Dame. I had a friend of mine who made a boatload of money, and that's what he did. Just as Fenway Park, came to Lambeau, went to Notre Dame.
Exactly.
It's cool. Hey, but Simple Life Hospitality, I want to come back. How can people get connected? And I know you've got a great staff of people, but there's a lot to do. It's not like,
exactly.
you know, and we got to talk about that because I think everyone during the NFL draft should make a little extra cash, and you're one way to do it. So, all right, we're going to be right back. This is Nikki and the mayor. We are here with Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now, the Mino and the Mayor NFL Draft Update, brought to you by the Simple Life Hospitality. Welcome to the start of your unforgettable journey with the Simple Life Hospitality. Log on SimpleLifeRentals.com.
What a great intro.
Beautiful,
right? Todd does that
promo.
Stuff, right?
Man, I mean, he sounds so good.
He does, and it's Simple
Thank
Life
you,
Hospitality.
Todd.
And, you know, when I tell people about you, I just use the word turnkey mm-hmm. because that's kind of why I contracted with you. I don't have time, and nor do I like a lot of paperwork.
Sure.
Could you believe that, Todd?
Contracts? What's a contract?
Details. Just take care of it. And I think that's great, but let's just give people a reminder because I still think there's people on the fence about renting their homes. And I think to talk to you, they don't. It's not an obligation if they call you.
No, it's not. No, it's not an obligation, and it's a chance for them to learn about what is really needed to get their home properly set up and rented for the draft for that week, whether it's the week-long rental or a 4 or 5 night rental. And the process, like I've always said, and I've been on the show before and we've talked about this, it's not that complicated. There are just a lot of moving parts to it. Mm. And I think if someone's going to really try and do this on their own, they have to really be aware of some of the pitfalls of, you know, what happens if there is damage and how are you going to handle that? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not going with a professional management company like us, then, you're going to run into, and you could be potentially running into some major issues. And so, you know, we like I said, we're continuing to educate. You know, we are going to actually be doing a remote on December 12th at one of our Packer homes again that backs up to Lombardi Avenue called Field of Dreams, which we're really excited about.
Awesome.
And from 9 to 12, we're going to have another open house. So again, people want to come and see what a house looks like.
And just walk through.
And just walk through it and understand it. Talk to us. There's plenty of time. You know, there's plenty of time to get the house ready. So we're looking forward to that as well.
But it doesn't have to be in eyesight of Lambeau.
It does not. No, absolutely. It does not. No. I mean, we have homes that are, you know, in Ashwaubenon, on all of our Door County homes are available, you know, over 90 of them.
I was just in Door County on Sunday and I overheard people talking about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, it's not that far away. And I think the reality of it is that some people are not going to want to spend, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a night potentially for walkable to Lambeau, but, you know, are going to spend $1,500 to $2,000 or whatever it might be. You know, and I think at the end of the day, housing is going to be and has been, you know, as we know, an issue. So from the perspective of making sure that great homes are available, that's what we're doing and finding really quality properties.
And we had someone on here last week from downtown, and there's going to be events. Mm. Not everything is at Lambeau, right?
No,
I mean, I'm sure Appleton's going to lean into this. I know Manitowoc, they're putting something together, and that's not far. There's this Booyah Cook-Off here in downtown Green Bay, which is going to be fun. It's Friday morning, you know, but still it's because the events really don't start till I think 3 or something. I shouldn't know that, but they said there's nothing going on in the morning at the NFL draft. So that's when the Booyah kick-off
The first night I think starts at 7 and then I think the second night starts at 7. So all those events are great. And I think people who are attending the draft, obviously, I think the going to those types of things is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I'll go to them. And so I'm excited for it.
There's a meeting tonight and Broadway's going to talk about what they're doing. And I know they had hoped to have some businesses open, but you know, I mean, I don't know what they're going to talk about, but they're doing things as well because, you know, as I told you so many times and our listeners, you know, there's nothing wrong with making a little money during the NFL draft. I mean, the NFL is going to do all right. So should we.
Yeah. Well, the NFL is going to do more than all right, but that's a whole separate subject.
I know.
I agree. And I think, you know, people who have this opportunity can do very well that week. And, you know, we're here in place to help them do that, make that extra income that they might be looking for, but do it in a way, too, that, God forbid, should something happen, we're here to help them work through that as well.
Something else that you wanted to talk about today was that you have different options available, gift certificates. How can people get their hands on something like that?
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, so we have in the past used we had a gift certificate program with Simple Life Rentals where people could buy a gift certificate and gift it, you know, for a birthday or a holiday. Mm-hmm. We kind of went away for a little while, but we've just brought it back. So when you go to our website, simpleliferentals.com, you'll see there's a tab and they can actually purchase gift certificates now. So whether it's for, you know, the upcoming holiday, someone wants to stay at one of our properties from a leisure perspective, or give the beautiful gift of, you know, help staying at home for the NFL draft. I mean, because we know people are going to come to Green Bay.
Sure.
And, you know, I know Jim mentioned that, you know, even outside the area, you know, I live in Madison and people are talking about bars are getting ready to bring buses every day and things like that. So, you know, wherever you are in the state, the gift certificate works. And obviously we have plenty of homes that they can apply that to.
That's such a neat thing to add if you kind of struggle with when you have people asking what you'd like for the holidays.
It's a great gift. You know, as I was driving up here this morning, I'm thinking about gifts that I have to give to people. And I'm like, I'm so just usually for me, it's just a wad of cash and a rubber band. And I chuck it at
them. I'm on your list. All right. Well, Michael, you are one of my favorite people, man.
Absolutely.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. I'll see you before Christmas, Jim. So.
But we talked about getting into the holidays and how to feel good about it. And you know, gifts are difficult, and gifts are more difficult when kids get older, right?
But experience
is what you want to buy them.
And that's what it is. Yeah. And that's what we do as a company. We obviously manage the asset, which is the home, but our focus is a hospitality company, creating an exceptional guest experience from the time they book to the time they check in to the during their stay. And then after the stay, and then making sure that the homeowner is having a great experience too, knowing they're making money, but their home is well taken care of. So when they go to check in to use it, it feels amazing.
And when you get the survey after, they read those.
We do. Yeah. Every single survey we get, every single review, whether it's a 5-star review or, you know, we don't have many 1-star reviews, so that's good. But if there is a problem, we correct it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, and we respond to every single review we get.
And always available when somebody rents with you.
Always available. Yeah, always available. We have a team, a guest services team. So, yeah, we are definitely available.
And I just want to say that I still think this is still a little bit new. I mean, it's not brand new to somebody like you. Mm-hmm. You live it. But there are people like, oh, we've always stayed at the Hyatt. And it's like to try an Airbnb. And I was one of those people in Nashville because we go there often. And, man, we love it. We just love the house thing now, and that's what we do. But you got to try it.
I would say if you have never experienced it before, try it.
Right.
And it's a great experience. And like you said, it just gives, you know, most of it is just more space and the ability to cook and be together.
Oh, it's great. All right. Simple Life Hospitality. You guys are the go-to people when it comes to rental of homes, getting a home or renting your own home. Michael Freeman, quickly your address.
SimpleLifeRentals.com. It's pretty easy. And we'll be happy to chat with you.
And thanks for the coffee, the pie, the whipped cream. You're the man. All right. We're going to be right back. Thanks. This is Nikki and the Mayor with Michael Freeman.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Man, this goes quick. Well, in the last half hour, this has been fun today. We've had some great guests, of course.
Phenomenal lineup.
Well, we had the Antiquarian Society in here. And they have a fundraiser coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, over at the Rock Garden. It used to be Comfort Suites, right?
Yeah,
I think it's called
same
both.
Thing.
Okay, same thing. And that's a cool thing to buy unique gifts. Yeah, Michael Freeman, we held him over for a little while, but I mean, I don't know if you're into antiques. I like unique gifts. We were talking about what to give people. Give them
Michael was sitting in here when we were talking about the chandelier, and both of us were laughing. So, yes. Yeah.
That was not my best investment. Michael, but I made it up on the other side.
Michael put a note on your profile for your house for the rental about the chandelier to highlight.
It's hand-painted, so anyway.
Right?
I don't know.
It's a highlight. I love it.
It's worth $400 when I thought it was worth $4,000, but that's all right. That's all right.
Perceived value.
Right. It's what I see. All right.
Yeah.
So do we, where are we at here?
Yeah, Terry Barr's standing
Barr's
by
on.
With Slice of Wisconsin.
All right, Terry, love we love your show, Slice of Wisconsin. Do you know Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality?
But it sounds like he might be somebody I'd like to know.
I know. Mm-hmm. The guy's awesome. And I don't know what you're doing for the NFL draft, but if you want to go see somebody.
And Michael's in Madison.
Yeah, but you can.
Perfect.
Rent your house out. Go through Simple Life because they're a turnkey place, and that's what I'm doing.
Are you taking your chandelier down?
I got to talk to Mike. Michael's been at my house. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got.
Now that he's mentioned it, I think we have to feature it along with the fine linen on the beds.
That's okay. All right. Let's enough about. Okay. All right. Terry Barr is in house here. Not in house.
Hello,
you're online.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Well, we do this slice of Wisconsin every other week, basically, and I bring you something that hopefully you don't know everything about. So this time we are featuring Jolly Good Soda.
Yum.
When is the last time you've had some?
Actually, it's in our grocers now. Well, it's back.
Didn't they win some big award?
As the coolest thing.
They won, yes, the coolest thing made in Wisconsin this year. Yeah. It's a manufacturing award. But, I mean, when you think about this, they have been around. It's J.B. Crier, and the Crier Preserving Company started in 1913 in Random Lake, which is basically outside of Milwaukee. At that time, they were canning beets, peas, sauerkraut, corn, and beans. So prior,
you can see why that didn't last.
Nothing to do with any kind of soda. That's
don't
for sure.
Mix the waters there. Oof.
Okay.
Right. So by 1931, Mr. Crier thought, okay, I need to add something else. So he added soup and juices. That wasn't enough. Winter, of course, with what he was canning, those beets, peas, sauerkraut, corn, it didn't help the production line. So he was having to, at that time, lay people off because he didn't have enough work for people. And he thought, no, I don't like this. So he started working on other products, and guess what he came up with?
Hmm. Our very own.
Yes, the soda. And it took off. So by 1966, he got rid of everything else and went all in on soda. And I think we remember, you know, as kids, you know, I know the mayor was probably around in the 70s, but 1979, there's this very straightforward commercial. I sent it to Todd to have Todd play it for us. Todd, go for it.
The next time you're in a food store buying cola, root beer, orange, or any flavored soda, take a good look at the price. I mean a really good look. At Jolly Good, we believe in quality, but we also believe in value. We want you to get your money's worth. That's why you'll usually find a lower price on Jolly Good Soda, lower than any other canned soda. Next time, take a good look at the price. For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
Wow.
Bravo. Okay.
I don't remember that, cool. But wow, they hit everything, the good value, wow, okay. And that took off. 79. Well, we
really
needed things were
that
crazy.
Commercials from Carter. 1979. Yeah. So obviously, it had really caught on by then.
Interest rates at 18%. People needed a good value back then.
I was 14.
There you go.
No.
Yeah. 79 was a tough year. There was that they were rationing gas. They were interest rates were at 18%, and you know you could take a break from all that with Jolly Good Soda. That's what my commercial would have been.
I suspect that cavities and dentists rejoiced when cola first came out, right? They escalated.
So continue your story.
That would be an interesting comparison, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So continue your story, because didn't the kids kind of bail this thing out? I mean, you know, tell me about... Okay, go ahead, right? Do you have more than the 66 to 79?
No.
Oh, okay.
You are exactly right. It did hit a rough patch. And yes, other family members came in, they bailed it out, they got it going, started small. It was almost like they started all over again. It's becoming just as successful again today. And I think, Nikki, you said that you found it in your store.
Yep.
I just recently found it in a gas station. So it's back out there. But I think there's somebody we may know that's giving it an extra push these days. Todd, let's play this from Charlie Behrens.
Folks, it's me, Charlie, host of the Mandwalk Minute, here to remind you that your at-home bar setup ain't complete without a Jolly Good floater for your brandy old fashions. I like to go to Sour Power.
The Sour Power.
That is delicious. Okay, this concludes the PSAs. Everyone watch out for deer. All right, bye-bye.
Jeez. That's funny.
Okay, so
that is
he
funny.
Has Sour Power, Stockton Howard, his refrigerator. We have orange. My favorite, I have two favorite Jolly Good flavors, grape and cream soda. The cream soda is like a dream. Oh, it's so delicious.
Cream soda's good.
And all the tastes are back to the original recipes. And if you look at the Jolly Good website, they actually have some pretty cool recipes where you can mix your sodas with things like Old Fashions. Mix them into it, just like Charlie suggested.
To spike
and
your Jolly
Sour
Good.
Sour Power is the one.
You know, that I love the story about it. Look, I think soda's great. I don't drink it. But yesterday was Entrepreneurial Day, and people always, I'm talking to my students, and they're like, oh, you know, Elon Musk and Bill Gates. And I'm like, they are right here. Like, you know, Jack, that Leinenkugel kid came to Green Bay and talked about entrepreneurial.
Jake.
He, good, great guy. And boy, would I like to get this guy to, you know, people are interested in that. You're local, and especially kind of like, you know, a little bit the Phoenix, because that thing was hurting a little bit till he took over she took over. I don't even know who it was, but that's a great story. And then they won that award, and that was tough competition. Cerugi's was in there. I was looking at the companies, the coolest things made in Wisconsin. And we do a lot of cool stuff. Aaron's has a lot of stuff that's new.
Yes.
Kohler obviously is totally big on innovation. You know, and they tell you that, you know, 15-20% of your sales should be new products, you know, and but these guys, I mean, look at the flavors here.
The lineup, the Jolly Good lineup, phenomenal, right? We've got cherry, grape, orange, classic root beer, right? For root beer float season. Blue raspberry.
It's back to, like you said, classic, where you can't, if you go into, say, a gas station and you look at all the sodas and you're like,
nothing's jumping out at me.
Right. And I think it's interesting that even back then they called it soda. So now we can have that argument about
pop.
Is it soda or pop?
Yep. Thank you. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you. My on-demand dinger.
Yeah.
I like it. Thank you.
So, Terry, this soda, this Jolly Good that you're doing, that's getting a lot of ink, not just here in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, you are so right. Years ago, when it became so hot in the 60s, it grew outside of Wisconsin. Everybody in Wisconsin at that point knew about it and was enjoying it, and then it started to grow across the Midwest because so many people would come up to Wisconsin during the summertime and would take it back with them. It's kind of like spotted cow is now.
Yes.
But it's happened again. Yeah. It's
awesome.
People now can order Jolly Good online and have it delivered. So now it can go anywhere and anybody can have it. And I know Nikki was mentioning those classic flavors, and that's what people want. They want that good old-fashioned feel and taste, and knowing, as the mayor said, they're supporting something really great that's happening. Yeah.
Right
don't
here
think,
in our very own state.
Yeah, I don't think Grandpa Cryer was selling a lot online in 1915. I mean, give those kids credit for, you know, understanding different
of
distribution
course.
And obviously, you know.
Yes.
But to stay with the core product, I think, is the story here.
And it still looks the same,
and they're
too.
In the same location.
Yeah, that's true. Random Lake.
The logo's the same. Yeah. The cans, they are no longer like the traditional soda can. They're more of the
elongated.
The skinny.
Yeah.
Like your energy drinks or some of your seltzers.
Mm-hmm.
They taste just as good as when I had them as a kid.
Do the grocery stores have them now?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep. I don't know.
I haven't seen them in Madison, so I'll have to check. Yeah.
Check your festival. And then, check it. Quick Trip. Might actually have them.
I think I'm going to buy some of that cream soda for next week, Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then mix it with a little
ice cream for the
kids. A little
whiskey. Bounce it off the walls.
That's all right. Oh, yeah.
Kids will sleep.
Your daughter's
going to
love you. Right.
Jim's talking about ice cream. Michael's talking about something else.
That's fine. I think all of those flavors would pair well with libations.
I've looked at each flavor and I'm like, vodka, gin, bourbon.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I am not kidding. Well, I am 100%.
I did do that, so.
I bet.
Well, they do have recipes on the website.
See?
Wow, awesome. That's awesome.
Not only drink recipes, but I bet, you know, there's like almost like dump cake recipes with sodas and stuff like that. You can do all sorts of fun stuff.
Very cool.
I love it. Thank you for telling us all about our.
Oh, listen to this. A Dirty Shirley. You want to know how to make it? Grenadine vodka, Sour Power, cherry soda, and a maraschino cherry. That is a dirty Shirley.
Bring it. Bring it.
I knew dirty Shirley in school. That was a different time.
Yeah. I don't know about the name.
Shirley
Temple was just something we would drink as kids, but that didn't have any alcohol. I prefer
a dirty Shirley.
Orange creamsicle is whipped cream, which we have in the studio. Grenadine.
Oh.
Whipped cream vodka.
See, ding ding.
Orange juice and jolly good orange soda.
Huh.
That is it. Yeah.
I'll eliminate that the juice. Good.
I like that. That's
that not really good.
That cream, because I like creamsicles. So, all right.
Any orange whips on Saturday for the parade?
Oh.
Yeah, we have the parade. We got to do something. I was telling Michael earlier. We got to do something to get through that parade. No, parades are fine.
Are you in the parade?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I got to sit next to Mino for an hour and 10 minutes. So,
Terry,
oh, no.
Here I'm going to let you
with
in
no
on
commercial
a little,
breaks.
A little fun nugget, Terry. We're going to be handing out candy, right? That's why people attend kids, right?
Of
enthusiasm
course.
Level
yes.
goes up. Do you want to take a guess what we're handing out? What candy we may be handing out?
No.
Now, our feature here in Green Bay is our very own Mino and the Mayor.
Right.
And
so there's a candy, not M&Ms, but there's a candy that may kind of connect with them.
May or may
oh,
not.
Dear. Well, and I was going to go local again. You mentioned Scaroogies, but I don't know if they make,
right,
you know,
we can't afford that. No, we're being very nice to Sage's budget.
All right, tell me. I can't stand it. You have to tell me.
Tell me. I don't know.
We are going to be handing out Dum Dums. Yay!
Now, that parade's not this Saturday,
Woo!
Is it?
It's sure
this
is.
Saturday. It is.
It's days away.
Oh, I thought it was next Saturday. I can't make it. You should have told me.
I have 10 bags of Dum Dums in my car right this moment.
Okay.
Logoed with 97.9 WGBW.
I want their face on the Dum Dum.
You and I both, Terry. You and
what
I both.
What happened to the M&Ms?
We don't have the budget.
You didn't call me. Ugh. Okay. Hey, Terry, stick around. Are you working on something else with Slice of Wisconsin? You want to talk about?
Can we keep talking to you? Or do you gotta go?
Sure, I'll stick around.
All right. All right. Yeah. We're gonna be right back. All right. Michael Freeman's here with Simple Life Hospitality. Nikki and the Mayor. We'll be right back.
A dreamer. Pictures I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're wrapping it up here, Mino and Mickey. Actually, not Mino and Mickey. It's Mickey the Mayor, because Johnny's trying to catch a deer. Michael Freeman is still with us from Simple Life Hospitality. He is the guy. Not still. I'm glad you're sticking around.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and he is. He's the guy you want to go to if you want to rent a home or if you want to rent your home. Turnkey operation, and love him. And my wife and I are using his company to rent our home during the NFL draft. So anyway, there's a lot you can do with Michael, but we are our
still
special
visiting.
Guests are still visiting with Terry Barr,
our very own Terry Barr,
does this Slice of Wisconsin every couple of weeks and really leans into something that I never knew that. And again, Jolly Good, which was the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. They won the award. Mm-hmm. Heavy, heavy competition.
So, Terry, thanks so much for bringing this, because now we're even lighting up some, we're getting some texts today. So, Dave from Seymour asks, do you remember the jokes on the bottom of the Jolly Good cans?
Yeah, no. I remember that.
When I read that, yes, now I remember them. But they were
like inside the can?
No, I think they were on the bottom, weren't they?
Not on the inside, would
no,
they?
No, not on the inside, but on the bottom of the can.
Oh.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't remember.
Yeah, like on the outside.
Exactly.
Not anymore,
outside.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well. Yeah, very cool.
And they were about the humor level of a Laffy Taffy rapper joke, right? I mean.
Yeah.
You're not going to get.
Simple.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
One right there. There's a joke right there. What goes meow and creaks?
We're a big
cat
white black.
A cat with arthritis.
tied with arthritis.
Wow, that's. Yeah.
Let Can me, you bring our screen back? Our
that
screen
was
back
is, that was in 79 when they took their dip. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop it. Yes. Oh, there we go. And then we do have another texter that is giving a shout out to our very own, our very favorite, Michael Friedman. Love Michael's dry sense of humor. He definitely needs to to feature that chandelier. So
I have some ideas about someone swinging on the chandelier, draped in some fine linen.
The
picture.
Okay, no.
That's how we're gonna market it.
I haven't signed a contract with you yet, so I'm just
too late. Too late.
All right. So, Terry, what else you got going on with Slice of Wisconsin? What are you working on, or what?
Tell us more. I could listen to you all day.
For my next topic right now. You know, we've covered everything from what people did not know we had, the official state ballad. And that song even won a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award last year. So that's how new that is. But then we've talked about good things like cheese curds and cranberries, the orange cones that you see all over on the roads.
You mean our state flower? Those are our flower, our state flower. I think they should be.
And, of course, the first tractor made in Wisconsin.
I thought those were made in Iowa.
So we kind of dive all over the place. And, yeah, I'm looking for my next topic. So if you have any ideas, I am open to explore.
Hey, Terry, what are you working on for New Wisco Weekend this weekend?
Well, the theme this weekend, Todd, is all about grateful, Thanksgiving, gratitude. And you know what I love about that show? We take a theme, and everybody who contributes to the show goes in all different directions. We don't have a specific assignment. We just have the theme. So I am going to be talking to a young lady who has gratitude every single day just because one little itty-bitty thing happened to her about a couple of years ago. And I cannot wait to tell her story. And then I also have a story featuring, I'm going to say, how about five menu-type items, but this is all about music.
Love it.
I'm going to give you the... Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun, diving into good Thanksgiving music and probably some songs you haven't heard in a really long time.
I love it.
That's great, that lady that's coming on. And I spent $300 an hour learning this. You, a gratitude list is how you should start your day. And that really is important. I mean, it really is, because people look around and like, oh, why didn't this? And it's like, wait a minute.
It's all about perspective.
Take a step back, man. You got it pretty good. So
guess who in this room would never do a gratitude list? Todd Michaels, right? I'm the one that comes out of bed in the morning going,
because you're getting out of bed at like 3:30 or something aggressive.
No kidding. Yeah,
we'll
I'm
change
grateful
that.
To go to sleep. Yep.
Right.
You know, Terry, I'm having someone on my Lean Local show just to talk about I'm sure it will segue to a gratitude list, but the stresses of the holidays. You know, and they tell you, there's people who don't get together still because of politics, that's crazy. Although I haven't talked to my sister in a while, but they just talk about how to deal with the holidays and should you go or not go if the stress level's high. Mm-hmm. Someone like me, we don't go.
It's funny. Jim comes across, well, you should have a gratitude list. I haven't talked to my sister in years. You know?
she just...
You wouldn't believe how out of touch this person is.
That might be on the list.
I give a little on politics. She doesn't give anything, so that's why. So
on Jim's
I give a
sister's
little, not a lot,
gratitude list that day, Jim didn't attend Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Anyway. Start that at your family Thanksgiving, Jim.
Oh, what?
Everybody, you know, talk about their gratitude or write a little list and then switch it all around and everybody has to read everybody else's list.
Nice. That's great.
And then you have to guess who that person
exactly.
is.
Okay.
And then you get mad about that. Yeah.
Well, we would be there till Saturday because I have 11. There's like, I don't know how many come. It's like it's 50, 60 people. And my mom moved from our house. We grew up in a pretty big house. She moves to this apartment, 2-bedroom.
No wonder
and
you
she
travel.
Still,
for
she still wants to have
listen
it.
Listen to the gratitude in his voice this morning. Right?
I mean, I love my mom, but I'm like, Mom, this is like being no. This
yeah,
is no fun.
Set the scene.
No, I'm so that's why we're jetting off.
I gotta say, the reason why I'm choosing this song to close with is this is Wrecking Ball from Miley Cyrus, and it's me.
It kind of speaks for itself.
Well, no, I'm thinking about somebody. Hey,
the chandelier, the music video.
Oh, man. Okay, we got it. All right. Well, this has been fun.
Terry, thank you for sticking around.
Terry
Ball.
Our been great. Michael,
I'll talk
Michael,
to you guys again soon.
Thanks.
Everybody have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. And again, Michael Freeman, Simple Life Hospitality. And we sure want to thank, you know, Maria and Mary Jane for coming in from the Antiquarian Society. That's a great event. We're going to be giving tickets away tomorrow. Ben Indiana Melcor, and of course, Nikki Z and Todd Michaels. We will see everyone tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.